ਹੁਕਮ ਲਿਖ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁਖ ਪਾਈ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਨਾ ਹੁਕਮੀ ਬਖਸੀਸ ਇੱਕ ਹੁਕਮੀ ਸਦਾ ਪਵਾਈ ਹੈ ਹੁਕਮ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਭ ਕੋ ਬਾਹਰ ਹੁਕਮ ਨਾ ਕੋਏ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੁਕਮੈ ਜੇ ਬੁਝੈ ਤਾ ਹੋਮੈ ਕਹਿ ਨਾ ਕੋਏ ਹੁਕਮੀ ਹੋਵਨ ਆਕਾਰ ਹੁਕਮ ਨਾ ਕਹਿਆ ਜਾਈ
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ
ਪਰਮ ਸਤਿਕਾਰਯੋਗ ਗੁਰੂ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ The blessed to be the friends of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj to continue the Lali Bhag Katha, the continued discourse on the teachings contained in Japji Sahib, that pavitra, that holy prayer that we recite every morning as part of our Vidnam, which contains the 38 Oriya, the Mool Mantra and the Salok, which were delivered to us by Sri Guru Nanak throughout their life as they encountered the Siddhs and the holy people, dispelling the false practices that were taking place and bringing truth and enlightenment to people about how they can realize Waheguru within them. Last week, we were talking about the questions that were posed by the Siddhs to Guru Nanak regarding the four practices that were being undertaken at the time. The Siddhs were speaking to Guru Nanak and asking whether through keeping hygiene, through keeping the body clean, through keeping quiet by not speaking, through fasting, abstaining from eating food, and from collecting knowledge, whether through these four ways one can realize God. And in that first body, Guru Nanak Dev Ji explains to us perfectly that through these external practices, through keeping the body externally clean, that it won't prevent the mind internally from being polluted. That through keeping your mouth quiet won't stop your mind from running away and taking you to negative places. That from abstaining from eating food won't prevent the hunger or desire eating away at you every single day as you long for material wealth, that desire which is never ending and can never be completely satiated. And that finally, all the knowledge in the world once obtained won't help you realize that creator, the one giver of all gifts, who is in fact infinite and beyond comprehension. So the Siddhas ask Guru Nanak, give Satyara Vaya. If those ways which we practice are not the true way, then what is the way to realize God? And Siddhi Guru Nanak so perfectly, so coolly, I should say, they say, Hukumara Jari Chalana, Nanak Likya Nanda, the way to God is through realizing the hukam and through accepting the hukam which is written, and in this way you can realize God. And so we commence this body this week with the Siddhs speaking to Guru Nanak and saying, okay, we understand that our ways, the ways that we are practicing, are false. You speak of this elusive word hukam. Can you elaborate and tell us more about what you mean when you say that the hukam is the way to God? And so the conversation commences. Hanji.
Hukami hovan akar, hukam na kahya jai.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji's first response is to say, hukam na kahya jai. That one cannot possibly look to describe that hukam. The hukam meaning the way of the Lord, the command of the Lord, the way that all things are done. The inner writings of this whole creation, if you like. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji commences by replying, hukam na kahya jai, that nobody can speak of this hukam. Nobody can completely comprehend that which it is. But the Sikhs, in their growing respect for Guru Nanak, or perhaps their intentions of trying to catch Guru Nanak out, they press further and say, "But Jor Tika, can you help us in some way to try and understand this? Please, we understand it cannot be done perfectly, but please give us some idea about this hukum." And Guru Nanak Devi then says, "Hukumi hovan akar." That the akar meaning the forms of creation, from the very smallest atoms and particles, or as we now know, the electrons that are holding everything together, to the planets, the solar systems that make up this whole universe. Guru Nanak says that Hukumi Hovan Akar, that all forms and shapes that are in this creation exist within the laws of Waheguru's Hukum. That everything is within the control of Waheguru. Hanji.
Hukami Hovan Jiya Hukam Milavadiyai.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji then goes on to say, Hukami Hovana Ji, all of the forms of life, all of the bodies, if you like, this is just Mitti, the physical creation is made of the five elements, but the life forms, the souls that come to exist and temporarily find themselves housed in the bodies, like we are temporarily housed in the bodies that we find ourselves in today. Guru Nanak says, Hukami Hovana Ji, that by Vaiguru's Hukam, we have all come into existence. All of the life forms and its whole creation exists in the way that it exists because of the hukum, the law of Waheguru. Hukum Malay Vadiyai. Vadiyai means the glory, the greatness of. Guru Nanak is saying that we should not be so proud in our accomplishments in this world. All of the things which we have achieved and all of the things for which the world may praise us as people for doing, Guru Nanak is making it clear that even all of these achievements, you might think they've come from your own hands, but no, these are gifts that have been bestowed upon us, and that all of the glory, all of the maan, all of the honor that you may have from the people that surround you, actually, it is by Waheguru's hukum that you've been able to do such things. Guru Nanak is teaching us that we should always be in remembrance of that one, and that we should always remain humble in our victories. When we say Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki
Fateh,
what we are saying is that Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh, that every victory we have had in life is from that gate, the great giver of all gifts, the one that has bestowed all opportunity upon us. Having just done this vijar with you now, we now know the one that has given you your Ji, your own existence, and given you your Akar, that form that you operate within. It is all from him that these gifts have come and the opportunities to act in the way that we have. Hukum Malayi. Another way that we can approach this, if we just repeat this one with you, we can approach this in a different way. Hanji.
Hukami Hovana Jiya Hukum Malayi.
So another way that we can approach this is to say Hukami Hovan Akar. Akar can be split into three akara: Ara, Kaka, and Rara. The Hindu, the Sikhs, and even today, if you look at some forms of the Hindu faith from which the Sikhs had taken their lineage, people hadn't gotten caught up in worshipping deities. So in the Hindu Dharma, for example, there are 33 million incarnations of different forms, which we call in the English language demigods. But these aren't to be worshipped. These are, if you like, different servants of the elements that have been created by God. And in the Hindu Dharma, there are three main deities which we refer to as Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. And Brahma is the form of God that deals with creation, Vishnu who deals with the sustenance of people while they're alive, and Shivji, the one form of God that destroys all the things in this world, that brings about death. And if you look at the word Akar, the Ara can be associated with Vishnu, the Kaka with Brahma, and the Rara with Shivji. What Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying is, no, you've gotten caught up in worshipping Brahma and Vishnu and Shiva, but you have, in being caught up in this way, you're not recognizing that formless Lord that has created all of these demigods. And that through worshipping demigods, these forms that have been created, who are actually servants of the one Lord, by being caught up in this way, that we fail to recognize what we are, because we are part of that formless Lord. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji is teaching the Sikhs that we shouldn't be worshipping anybody but Waheguru. Guru Nanak Dev Ji in their 10th form teach us in Chaupai Sadhavar, Mahadev ko kehet sadase, nirankar ka chinat nehe. Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj puts it so beautifully that people are worshipping Shiva as God, but they don't recognize that the one that created Shiva, he is formless. And we would do well to recognize this, because sometimes, even in Sikh households, these practices are creeping in, where people are worshipping the Devi Devte, they are worshipping the forms, or the faces, or the incarnations that God may have taken at certain times as the very full stop, the final Lord of all things. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying, no, Hukami Hovan Akar, even that trinity of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, these aren't God. They in turn are within the hukum. They are under the command of that one Lord. Hanji.
Hukum na kahe ajai.
That even they cannot be said to understand. Even those forms which you worship, they don't understand. And nobody can speak of that hukum which is the command of Waheguru.
Hukami hovanajiya.
That even the forms which you are worshipping, that they too are within the hukum of Waheguru. Those demigods which you might worship as Waheguru, they're actually within the form of God. And even the vadiyai, even the glory that you see in these forms that you may have heard about in tales growing up, no, it is not them that you should worship. It is the Creator that has in turn allowed them to have the glory bestowed upon them from the actions that have been allowed because of the hukum. Hanji.
Hukami uttam neecha hukam lekh dukh sukh paiyah.
Hukami uttam neech. By Waheguru Paramatma's hukum, people can receive an uttam status, a highly status. And it is also by Paramatma, by that form of God, that we can achieve a neech, a lowly status. Hukum lekha dukh sukh paiye. By Waheguru's laws, by the laws of creation, by the laws of Waheguru, it is written, likhya, which is our previous actions, is the system that has been written that is determined whether we will have dukhi or sukhi in our lives. We should do well to remember this, Satsangaji. It is so easy in day-to-day actions when something happens to us. We've been taught in a Western society to look outwardly. Who can I blame for this? Don't delay, claim today. It's a phrase that we often hear bandied about as a joke. But what the teaching it gives us is actually reflective of the way society is. Something happens to you, we just say, hey, why did you do that to me? I didn't deserve that. You shouldn't have done this. You should have been nicer to me. I was nice to you. Why were you not so respectful and acknowledging of those actions that I did to you, to me? But what Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying is, nay, whatever is bestowed upon you, whatever dukhi, whatever sukhi you are having, you would do well to look inwardly. Because only a person that looks inwardly as to what they are suffering day to day can fix that. We can't change the actions of other people. And so long as we are looking outwardly, we will be in a vicious cycle of suffering. What we can do is look inwardly and say, look, hang about. Why did that person behave this way to me? Maybe I'm not being as respectful as I should have been. Maybe I didn't recognize that person or address them with the respect I should have shown. And this is a much more healthy way of looking at things, because you can look at what you're receiving and do something about it next time around. If you're constantly looking outwardly to blame other people, you will always have an excuse. And Satsangaji, the funny thing about excuses is that they're always there. Now, when we're training with the youngsters at our class, we teach a martial arts class at Parking Gorda on a Wednesday. And it's a really strong motto that we have. We say, you can fail with a good excuse, or you can just succeed. The choice is yours. The excuses are always going to be there. I don't need to do this because he didn't show me that respect. Or, why should I make this effort? Nobody made this effort with me. But in this way, all that you end up doing is poisoning your mind. When we're looking outwardly though, when we look inwardly and we say hukami uttam neech, Guru Nanak is teaching us, for actually it is by Wahguru's hukam that we can become exalted, that we can receive the gift and rise up and have honour in the court of the Lord. And hukami uttam neech, that also by Wahguru's hukam, that we are ending up in a negative place, in a negative state of mind. In so doing this, we can then make a journey inwardly and focus in this way. There's a different meaning that we can address with this also, which is very important. The word hukam doesn't just translate to paramatma's hukam. It's in the laws of creation, like karma, the laws of karma, what goes around comes around, or the law of gravity. When we talk about hukam in the sense of Wahguru, we're talking about it in this worldly, etheric sense, about the laws of physics, the laws of nature, and things like this. But another way that we can address and look at the word hukum is to understand it to mean what Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj's hukum is to us, what their instructions are to us. And so there's two ways you can interpret the word hukum. One is that everything is happening to us in accordance with hukum. Another way that we can look at the word hukum is to say, what is Guru Sahib's command? What is their hukum as God? We are sitting in the court of God today. What is Guru Sahib's hukum to us? What should we be trying to achieve every single day? And when we look at the meaning in this way, we are given the wonderful inspiration as to why we're here, why we bow before the Guru. Because Guru Sahib is saying, hukumi uttam neech, that by the Guru's instructions, if we follow Guru Sahib's instructions, we can go from being very lowly, neech, to become very high. And there's a wonderful sakhi I'd like to share with you that perfectly illustrates the point. We're going back to the time of Sri Guru Angad Dev Ji, when they were at Khadur Sahib. Even to this day, my brothers and sisters, if you go to Khadur Sahib, it is famed for the Kheer, the langar that was started by Guru Angad Dev Ji, that is still being carried on to this day. Mata Khibi Ji, Guru Angad Dev Ji's mayor, was so wonderful and compassionate that they would put that ingredients of love and compassion into the Kheer, and it was famed from that day to this day about how tasty it was. And the Sangat would be drawn from far away, they would want to come and take part in this wonderful Kheer. And they would do seva, and they would follow the teachings of Guru Angad Dev Ji in that wonderful Darusar, that house of God. But there was one particular Sikh, and he would come from far away, and he would stay at the Darusar, and he wouldn't do any seva. He would just literally fill his stomach with this wonderful Kheer, then he'd go in the other room, and have what happens to me related to this galaxy chocolate, he'd have a glucose attack, and he'd just fall asleep and start snoring. And the Sangat would see him falling asleep in the room and not partaking in seva, not doing his part, not following the Guru's hukum about how we should be doing seva and acting in selfless service. And so the Sangat, they go and speak to Baba Buddha Ji, that great Brahm Jnani who had been in the service of Guru Nanak and now was in the service of Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj. And what would happen is Baba Buddha Ji would approach this Sikh and on behalf of the Sangat, who were complaining that he was not playing his part. He was just taking Kheer, eating it, and not undertaking any seva. And what happens is Baba Buddha Ji explains to him that this is the way, this is the hukum of Guru Sahib, be seva karne chahiye. He should be doing seva every day. But the Sikh has so much ego, he says, listen, I'm not taking any instructions from you. You're just a jat, you're just a farmer. When Guru Sahib tells me to do something, I will follow that button. But until then, leave me on my own. Baba Buddha Ji, ever the most perfect example to us in our history, it is written that Baba Buddha Ji, they apologized to that person being set in the house of the Guru's Darbar. Even though the teaching was true, they apologized, they remained silent and they walked away. For 6 months further, this Sikh is just partaking in the Kheer and not breaking from this ritual, not undertaking any seva. And he falls into a deep slumber. And when he awakes, Guru Angad Dev Ji is in the Darbar. Can you imagine? You wake up and you walk next door and Guru Angad Dev Ji is sitting on the taft. Wow. Guru Angad Dev Ji is sitting there, they're receiving the satsangat, they're giving the blessings. And in this way, the Sikh sees his opportunity to go and get darshan, to go and have the blessed vision of Guru Sahib. They go up to Guru Sahib and they bow before Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj. Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj, the inner knower of hearts, can see all things that are written on people's foreheads. Just like Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, we're sitting in their court right now. They can read every one of your hearts. We haven't got to do any of that. We walk in front of Guru Sahib, they know exactly what's going on. Guru Sahib makes it clear for anyone that has any doubt, they say, Gat Gat Gyanadir Ki Janata Pale Ki Bir Janata. They know the inner parts of the most great, highest and the lowest of people. Guru Angad Dev, he speaks with him and says, why haven't you done any seva? And he says, I'm only going to take seva from you, Guru Sahib. When you give me hukam, when you give me your command, then I will listen. But Guru Sahib had devolved that responsibility to the Sangha. If you're before a Gurmukh and a Gurmukh tells you to do something, in some ways we can take that as the hukam of a Guru. If a Gurmukh, a Pyala of the Guru, someone who's in love with the Guru's feet, and they give you a bhajan as well, they say to you that this is what you should do, extending the Guru's teachings through them, we can take that as the Guru's hukam also. And so Guru Angad Dev Ji knows that this sect has not been following the Guru's hukam, even though it was extended to him through the blessed voice of Baba Buddha Ji. And he speaks to him and he says, I've got a bhajan for you. You've only got 24 hours left to live. You're going to die. And you need to be doing the Guru's hukam right now. And my hukam to you is that you need to go into the forest, find yourself a clearing, take some wood and set a fire. And you need to emoliate yourself. You need to throw yourself into that fire, and with the blessings of Guru Nanak, you'll be saved. But this person, he hadn't been working away in his garam. He hadn't been working away in Guru's darbar, and so his faith, his sharda, was not there. He says, Fateh, he says the respective salutations to the Guru, and he walks away. But in his heart parts, he has no faith in the Guru. Because if he had faith in the Guru, he'd been doing seva in the first place. He'd been following the hukam. So he finds himself now walking into the forest, and he builds a fire. The flames are going very high, and he's circling the forest, circling the fire. Interestingly, my brothers and sisters, at this point, just to reflect, in Suraj Prakash by Sadhguru Sambhogsinji, it says what this Sikh is thinking at the time. And even in this moment, having heard Baba Buddha Ji, having heard Guru Angad Dev Ji, what's he saying in his mind? He's saying, these Sikhs, if they hadn't complained about me, I wouldn't be here right now. He's looking outwardly to blame others. He's not recognizing the hukam. He didn't mind the Guru's hukam himself. And even now, he's blaming other people, saying, had they not complained about me, had Baba Buddha Ji not spoken to Guru Angad Dev Ji about me, then I wouldn't be in this situation. So what happens is, from a different direction, a thief comes. And his name is Mehra. Mehra has been robbing people in a nearby village. Mehra's got a bag with him full of items that he's taken from the villagers. But they're hot on his tail. They're chasing him down. Maybe he's left breadcrumbs or he's dropping cutlery as he's walking out of the kitchen. I don't know. But they're hot on his trail. They're following him for the forest. Mehra's out of breath. He happens upon the clearing and he sees this Sikh who's circling the fire. An exchange takes place and he learns that he's a Sikh of Guru Angad Dev Ji and he's been told to throw himself in the fire. Mehra has got the fear of God in him, because hot on his tails are these villagers, and when they catch up with him, he knows what end he's going to meet. He does a binti, he makes a request to that Sikh. He goes, do ardas that you could pass that command, that hukam that was given to you by Guru Angad Dev Ji, to me, and we'll change places. I will take that command upon my own head, and I will give you this bag of items that I've stolen. You will be rich, your children will be rich, and your children's children will be rich still. The Sikh is thinking, oh, this is amazing. This is the most wonderful way up. So he says to Mehra, Chalo Thikya, he does ardas, and he passes that command to Mehra. He takes the satchel and he goes on his way. Mehra, with the fear of God in his heart, and in true faith, he has faith because he knows of the house of Guru Angad Dev Ji. He knows of that house where the langar flows free for all people to sit in compassion, to break bread as one. So he does ardas to Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj, the one that can save all people, and he throws himself in the fire. And it is said that he doesn't get burnt and he goes straight to Satkam, he goes straight to heaven. The Sikh, on the other hand, he gets caught with a bag full of stolen goods. It doesn't take you much to work out what happens. He gets taken to the authorities, he gets sentenced to death. He dies within 24 hours, just as the Guru's hukam had said it would be, because the Guru's hukam is always such, is always true. So the Sikh has died exactly as per Guru Sahib's hukam. Whatever Guru Sahib says will always come true. Guru Sahib says, Nanak Das Mukte Jo Bole Iha Uha Sacha Hole. That whatever is spoken from the Guru's mouth, whatever is spoken from the Guru's Gurmukh's mouth, will be true not in this world, but in this world and the world hereafter. In a different historical account, it is said that Mehra comes out of the fire completely unscathed, not harmed. And what he does is he seeks out the house of Guru Angad Dev Ji and he falls at Guru Angad Dev Ji's feet. And Guru Angad Dev Ji says to him, you now need to take on the attributes of a truthful living. You must dispose of this way of earning income, and in this way you will be exalted. As it doesn't say that you will be exalted, but as history has told, we're here in 2018, 550 years later. What we do, we're talking about Mehra, that person that followed the hukum of Guru Angad Dev Ji. It wasn't even bestowed upon him, but he had that faith to say, yo, this is the voice of Guru Angad Dev Ji. That fire will not do anything but be sweet upon my skin. And to this day, we sing the praises of Mehra, who went on to adopt a nickname of 21 Japji Sahibs. Every single day, Mehra will do 21 Japji Sahibs a day. And he goes from uttam, he goes from being a neech, someone who's very lowly, but by following the Guru's hukum, hukumi uttam neech, from being very lowly, he goes to becoming the most exalted person. Hukum likha duk sukhapahiya. By the Guru's teachings, the way this translating is often done is that by understanding hukum, you will understand that all dukhi and sukhi will be what's preordained by your actions, your previous actions. But there's another alternative way of interpreting this beautiful bhajan. And it is, if you take hukum to mean the Guru's instructions, what can happen is that dukhi which you're supposed to experience in your life, it won't be dukhi anymore and it will be sukh. Mehra was supposed to go in that fire, is my shabda. But when you're doing it by reference to the Guru's instructions, that fire was only soothing to their skin. My brothers and sisters, we all have a price to pay. We've all come here on our own individual journey. And who knows what is before each and every one of us. If there's a fire that you've got to walk through tomorrow, I can tell you one thing. If Guru Angad Dev Ji is by your side, it can only be a blessing for whatever troubles you're going to have to face. Guru Sahib says of such a wonderful, beautiful bhajan, they say, Guru Mere Sang Sada Hai Naal. But that Gurmukh that has the shabda, that has the faith, and remains ever attuned to Guru Nanak Dev Ji's charan, that they're never on their own. Can you imagine that? To never be on your own. To be like, oh, hello, Guru Nanak Dev Ji is always with me. That you've always got someone that's got your back. Not someone from this world that might let you down, that might be late, or but that might talk about you behind your back, but that perfect Guru is always going to have your back and always be with you. Guru Mere Sang Sada Hai Naal. That person will always be with you. How? If you follow their farman, if you follow their hukum, hanji.
Ikna hukmi baksis, ik hukmi sada tovaiya hai.
Ikna, by that one hukum, we can obtain bakshish. We can obtain the rewards. You can treat bakshish to be translated as the rewards, or in turn, forgiveness. So Mehra, follow the hukum, using the example of that Sakhi. Mehra followed the hukum of Guru Angad Dev Ji, and they were forgiven, and they also got the rewards of following that hukum. What is the hukum for us, Sadh Sangat Ji? The hukum to us is that we should wake early in the morning, and we should do simran. In fact, that is the definition of a Gursikh. Guru Sahib says, Gursatpur ka jo sikh akhai, so palke ot har naam tiyave. That a Gursikh is that one that rises early in the morning, and they do Ishnam, and they sit down, and they spend some time reciting the blessed Guru Mantra that was given to us by Guru Nanak, which is Waheguru. Sare Japo Ji,
Waheguru.
Ako Waheguru.
Waheguru.
Waheguru meaning the wonderful destroyer of darkness and bringer of light. When we say Waheguru, what we are doing is we're following the Guru's hukum. And what it will mean is that that dukhi which we might have to face in our lives, Guru Sahib can change that to sukh. Hukum uttam neech, hukum lik dukh supaya. Whatever likha we've got on our foreheads, Guru Sahib can take that negativity and turn it into positivity. Ikna hukum bukasis, that by following the hukum, that we can get the forgiveness, we can get the rewards of everything that Guru Sahib has to give. My humble bent to my brothers and sisters, if we haven't got 5 minutes to wake, just 7 minutes or 11 minutes to wake earlier than we already do, to just wake slightly earlier and spend that time to just sit down and say, yo, this is my time, I'm going to dedicate to Guru Sahib. I'm going to do some simran. I'm going to recite Wahguru. I'm going to recite the Wahguru mantra. Or I'm going to play Japji Sahib and I'm going to listen to that as it comes along for 11, 12 minutes. If we haven't got that time, then aren't we already dead? Guru Sahib says, Akha Jiva Visere Mar Jao. That actually, I'm only alive when I remember your name. I'm actually only alive when I'm in contemplation of you, Wahguru. So if that's the case, on my mother, why should I do anything else but remember him? We've got it the other way around. We've got every other responsibility first, and then we come to try and fit in some time, to come to Guru's Darbar. It's really interesting that our priorities are that way around. Guru Sahib is saying, Ikana hukumi bukasis, ik hukumi sadaba vaiye. An interesting lesson that we can know here, Guru Sahib is saying, for that one hukum which is not followed, sadaba vaiye. If we don't understand and recognize Guru Sahib's hukum in his janam, and we don't follow that hukum, sadaba vaiye, that you will constantly be going in and out of the cycle of reincarnation. I'll tell you something quite funny. Yesterday, we was at Darbar in Gravesend. We were very, very fortunate to be in Gravesend Gurdwara yesterday as they were launching a wonderful concept which is the Guru Granth Sahib Ji Academy. It's effectively a one-stop shop where you can go and they'll teach you everything from Punjabi to Gurmukhi to how to do Seva Guru Granth Sahib Ji. You can pretty much go there as somebody that's a neat person and become a Gyani. It's absolutely fantastic. And the person who is introducing the academy is a really respected Gurmukh. And he put it so beautifully. He says, you've got a choice. You can read Gurbani now, or you can come back again for 10 janams and suffer and read it then. But that is the way. Meaning the door is going to remain the same. You can open it now, or you can suffer for 10 generations, or 15 generations, or the opportunity might not come again, and you'll always wish that you'd walk through that door. And as he said that, there was a sikh who was sitting next to me, and he turned to me, and he said, thank you very much. I'm really, really grateful for this opportunity. How do I sign up? Because in that moment, the fear was in his mind that this opportunity might not come again. We're so very, very blessed to be here and at the feet of Guru Nanak. This opportunity, make no mistake about it, it's not through your own efforts. You've not come here today through your own efforts. You might have thought this morning when you woke up, I'm going to brush my teeth, I'm going to plan my day, and you might have been in the shower thinking, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to come to the Guru Darbar. No. You're here because you've been invited. You couldn't go to any king's house in this world unless you were invited inside Sangati. You couldn't walk up to Buckingham Palace without invitation. My brothers and sisters, we say it every week, we're sitting in the court of the king of all the kings, Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj. Make no mistake about it, we're here because we've been invited, because Guru Sahib has done hukum to bring us here today. The only question is, are we that sick? Are we that sick that is only going to partake in Kheer? And I'm not saying we can't eat langar, I'm not saying that. Or are we going to be that, like by Mehra, we're going to take this opportunity, we're going to steal it into our hearts through positive actions, through waking in the morning, listening to Japji Sahib Darbar, waking in the morning, doing some simran, and actually living. The choice is ours before Guru Sahib. We could do bending to Guru Sahib and say, Guru Sahib, I'm a little bit scared, you know. Outwardly, I put on a bit of a show that I've got the strength. Outwardly, I put on a bit of the karma that actually I have the ability to do what needs to be done. But actually, Guru Sahib, you know that I don't have the ability to do anything. Guru Sahib, please, I'm begging you. Can you please give me your blessings that I can close a gap, that I can close a breach? Because oftentimes we don't take that step because we're scared. We think that we are not capable of doing these things. And I'd probably make every single one of us right. But the wonderful thing is, we're not here to compete. We're here as beggars in the Guru's Darbar. And if anybody is going to make that our das safala, if anybody is going to allow us to make that step towards Guru Sahib, whatever it might be, maybe it might be that we're going to try and give up alcohol. Maybe it's we're going to commit to a nitnem from today, that we're going to wake slightly earlier and do some shimran or do Japji Sahib. If there's anybody that's going to help us and take us by the arm and help us cross that bridge, we're sitting in their presence right now. And it is the King Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. He is the King Guru Nanak, whose presence we're currently sitting before right now. Hanji.
हुक्म है अंदर सब को बाहर हुक्म ना कोए
The Sikh said to Guru Nanak, wow, your teachings of hukum, we are understanding them, and these are a completely new concept to us, that it is to live in the Guru's hukum, it is to follow the Guru's command that we can realize God. Is everything within the command of Wahguru? And Guru Nanak Devi says, Hanji. Hukume andar sabko, that every single thing is within Wahguru's hukum. ਬਾਹਰ ਹੁਕਮ ਨਾ ਕੋਏ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਬਿਯੋਂਡ ਦ ਹੁਕਮ ਆਫ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵੰਡਰਫੁਲ ਥਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਲੈਟ ਗੋ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਸਟ੍ਰੈਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਂਗਜ਼ਾਇਟੀ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਫਨ ਹੋਲਡ ਔਨ ਟੂ ਆਰਸੈਲਵਸ ਦ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਸਟ੍ਰੈਸ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ ਦ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਐਂਗਜ਼ਾਇਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮਸ ਇਨ ਆਵਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਸੇ ਵਾਟ ਕੈਨ ਆਈ ਡੂ The presumption, the assumption is that it's within your hands to bear. The assumption is that the solution lies through your own efforts. That you are the master of your own destiny. But Guru Sahib is saying, no. Hukum hai andar sabko. Everything is within Vaiguru's hukum. Everything is within Vaiguru's hukum. And everything is at the feet of Guru Nanak. Whatever problems you have, which are written upon your forehead. When you bow before Guru Sahib, those problems can be taken away hanji
nanak hukm hai je bujha ta ho main kah na koi
ho main is translated often to ego is actually two smaller words in Gurbani which is ho meaning I and main me or me or I me or I'm important or I exist Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying that that person who can understand that actually everything is within Vaiguru's hukum, that the way to God is to submit to the will of the Guru and to follow the Guru's button, to accept that that which occurs to you is perfect, true and just, to no longer look outwardly to blame others for what befalls you, but to understand that ultimately you are responsible for where you are because of your actions that you've committed, to take ownership of this and to move forward in the Guru's darbar as a beggar, to say, Guru Sahib, please, bless me that I can follow your hukum. Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying, Hukum hai, Nanak hukum hai, jai bujhai, ta ho main keh na koi. The person that can understand this, there is no I in me left. That person will completely merge with God. Look at the game of love that we're playing in Sadh Sangat Ji. If you look at the Abrahamic faiths, if you look at sort of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and we're not here to denigrate any other faith, but if you look at these faiths, they speak about your actions allowing you to reach a place where you might be able to see God, you might get to go to heaven. But Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying no, that in the dharma of Guru Nanak, which is the truth, Guru Nanak is saying that God resides within each and every one of us, and that when we get rid of our homme, that there's nothing left, that we will merge with that light, that we will become one with that being, and we can actually become one with God, we can merge with God. It's not about meeting someone. It's about merging with that light. And Gurudev Bahadur Ji puts it so beautifully. They say, Nanak leen payo gobind syo, jo paani sang paani. That the guru that follows the hukum, if you like, that they merge with God just as water in a cup, if you like, merges with water in the ocean when it's poured in. And when this happens, Satsangaji, there is no more anxiety. Because you are at one with everything that is happening to you. And you are in total acceptance that everything is bala. Just like those shaheeds which we hear about as youngsters and we wonder how did they have the ability to endure that which they did? How did they have the ability and the courage? And it's not to say that it wasn't courage. But if you're one with the creation and you can see His will in everything that occurs and you're in total love and total acceptance of that will as being perfect, then what is there that can happen to you that you can object towards? What is it that can happen to you that you're going to look to others and it now seems so tit for tatty to say that you're going to blame somebody else for? You know, I've got a young friend. He's in his early teens and he's got a very, very rare health condition. Such is it so that they've had to take out the majority of, if not the whole of his large intestine. He's very, very ill. In the physical sense, I might add, when you see this boy, he's just a big smile. When you look at him, he's just got a smile on his face and it's like the sun is rising. It might be nighttime, you look at his face and it's like the sun is risen out of his face. And I was speaking to him, I met him a couple of months ago, and he was talking to me about his condition. He's only a young lad, maybe he should be out playing football, but he can't do certain things he can't do because he gets tired very quickly. And he's talking to me about how he lives day to day, the practicality of what he's got to do, how he's got to plan his meals, how he's got to be home at a certain time because he's got to rest. And this is a young lad. And he's sort of just starting out on his journey of Sikhi. And what he said was, I wouldn't change this for the world. You know that, bro? He said to me, I said, what? He said, I wouldn't take any of this back. I wouldn't change my condition. I said, what are you talking about? How would you want to, how can you be in acceptance of this? He goes, because since I've got ill, since I've found myself in this condition, my mom and dad are looking for answers and they're coming to Sikhi. My dad's kept his gears now. And it is through what I'm suffering, through my acceptance of this, I wouldn't want to change it because it's Ewalullah Hukumya. E Guru Sadhar Hukumya. And because of that, my family's in Jabdi Galama. They're so close to God. We've got this situation where I'm talking to you, he'd say to me. And I'm thinking, yo, I'm lucky I'm talking to you. Because you're a Gurmukh, because your acceptance of the white of the hukum. But the teaching that we can have from that is a wonderful one. Because he's a young lad, and all he's done is he's seen the bala of what's happening to him. He's not saying, why has this happened to me? I don't deserve this. I haven't done anything wrong. And through blaming others, through this language of blame out of you, which we've already spoken about, it's not healthy. It is not allowing you to be in acceptance. And throughout, without acceptance, my brothers and sisters, there can be no contentment. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji says, Bina santok, nahi ko raja. Without contentment, nobody can be a king unto themselves. Nobody can conquer their mind. And just to finish off something another example that was very, very interesting. A couple of summers ago, I was in the States with a brother of mine. And we were on these, their equivalent of these Boris bikes. We rented these bikes, we were trying to find the Pentagon to go and just look around and do some sightseeing. We were completely lost, didn't know where we were going. And I'd say quite openly, I'd say quite a negative state of mind at the time to be coupled with that. And we were looking for the Pentagon, and we were thinking we were going in the wrong direction. And so we asked this lady, I said, excuse me, are we going in the right direction? She says, no. And she points 180, she goes, you've got to go back that way, and you'll find your way. And I said, look, I'm so glad that you told me that, because had you not told me that, I was going to go in the wrong direction, and I wouldn't have found what I was looking for, and I would have been lost, and I would have failed. I would have been a complete failure in that endeavor. And do you know what she said to me? She said, no, had you gone that way, you'd have just found something else. And that would have been equally as beautiful. And that would be what you were supposed to see. And in that moment, I learned something about the hukum that in that moment that I thought was really quite poignant. The irony is we never got to the Pentagon. But whatever I was meant to learn, whatever gift was supposed to be bestowed, if you're open to the hukum, there's wonderful gifts, there's wonderful gems about us every single day. It's just whether or not our eyes are actually open to see these wonderful gifts that are being bestowed upon us. So, the person that can accept Waheguru's hukum, the person that understands that everything that is occurring to us is perfect and as it should be. That Gurmukh who looks at Guru Granth Sahib Ji and says, what is your hukum for me? And follows that as the instruction. That they will have no eye left in them. That they will completely submerge themselves in the Guru's charan, in the Guru's feet. And in this way they will blossom forth. And just finally on that point, Hukumi uttam neej, ekada hukumi baksi. Hukumi uttam neej, hukum lekha dukh sukha paaye. That person that completely merges with God, do you think there's any dukhi left in their life? Do you think there's any pain or anxiety left in their life? Everything that they see as suffer is acceptable when they call the Lord. My brothers and sisters, if we take one message away from today's katha, it is that if we follow the Guru's hukum, there will be no dukhi. There will be no dukhi in our life. That all that dukh will become sukh. So my humble bhenti to the Sadhsangat in his last 1 minute is that we just take a moment to just think about something that we can change in our lives today. Think about something that we're going to do from today that we are going to henceforth adopt in our lives as a positive step towards accepting the Guru's hukum. It might be that you're going to commit to coming to the Gurdwara every single day. Or you're going to commit to keeping your gaze. Or you're going to commit to reading Japji Sahib or the Nitnem in the mornings. It might be if you're already doing that, you're going to commit to memorizing Sri Japji Sahib apart. Or you might find a local Gurdwara and start commit to your local Gurdwara. You're going to start going to Laribad Katha or Kirtan or something like that. Think of a positive step that you can implement into your life and you're going to implement from this day forth. And what we're going to say to Guru Sahib is, so actually Guru Sahib, I can't do any of this, it's by your hukum. You're going to say to Guru Sahib, please can you bless me that I can walk in the way of your shadow. Not that there's any shadow, sorry, that we can walk in the way of your path, I should say. that please Guru Sahib bless me that I can take a positive step towards you, because even that is by your hukum. Please Guru Sahib, give me this gift. And just think of something that you're going to do from this day forth. And we're going to do the Blessed Guru Mantra 5 times before we recite the first panti. And as you think of that thing, I want you to just really picture in your mind. You could be able to just close your eyes for just one moment, for just one moment more. Just think about one positive step you're going to do. And picture yourself actually doing it. So in 6 months right now from now, you might be tired as a star because you've been keeping your guests. 6 months from now, you're pouring a glass of Coke because you've given up a different intoxicant. 6 months from now, you are going to the Godala because that's what you do, because you committed to that 6 months ago to this day. And think about how you're going to feel knowing that you're alive because you're in the Guru's hukum and you're walking in this way. Just picture yourself taking that step and just put a deep smile on your face as you imagine yourself in that positive place, walking in that way. Put a deep smile on your face as we do these 5 numbers together, and then we do samadhi. Wahe Guru.
ਇੱਕ ਨਾ ਹੁਕਮੀ ਬਖਸੀਸ ਇੱਕ ਹੁਕਮੀ ਸਦਾ ਪਵਾਈਐ ਹੁਕਮੈ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਭ ਕੋ ਬਾਹਰ ਹੁਕਮ ਨਾ ਕੋਏ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੁਕਮੈ ਜੇ ਬੁਝੈ ਤਾਂ ਹੋ ਮੈਂ ਕਹਿ ਨਾ ਕੋਏ
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ